Well, they say that if you make a resolution public, you're much more likely to stick to it. So we're asking you to make your resolutions public. Tell us what your New Year's resolution is, and we're going to do it here for you as well. We don't ask you to do anything we wouldn't do ourselves. So, but you say, Todd, you don't make New Year's resolutions.
I generally don't because the calendar feels arbitrary to me. I do believe in self-improvement, but not usually on New Year's. However, I do kind of have one that I sort of made last week. I'll call it the New Year's resolution. Fiction.
Read
that
fiction. That's
put the current events aside. Fiction.
Well, I've said before, my New Year's resolution this year is learn Spanish and drop some weight. So those are our public ones. We want you to make yours public as well.
Hold us to account.
That's right. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. You can bother us on our Twitter feeds, I guess, if we're not doing it.
That'd probably be the best way to do it, actually.
Absolutely. But we want to talk a little deeper about resolutions. And here's an interesting solution to the resolution problem. Michael and Elizabeth Singer have been married for 19 years. So last year, they decided to write New Year's resolutions for each other instead of writing their own. And they were interviewed about this in a recent Wall Street Journal article, and they both join us in the studio today. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you made these resolutions in 2010 for 2011.
Yes.
And you wrote them for each other. Explain to me, and let me start with you, Elizabeth, why did you decide to make each other's resolutions? What prompted that?
Well, we were in a car trip, 6-hour car trip.
We
needed something to talk about. So I decided to make some resolutions for Michael.
And I'm sure that went over well.
Yeah, actually it did. I mean, you need something to talk about in the car.
But it can't be something like you need to dress better.
No, it was deep. It took hours to talk about, which was a good thing because 95 was a mess.
Yeah, she decided that I was restless at home and that I needed to start a new company. And she told me to do it. And I said, okay, I'll do it. So this was a life-changing thing. That's why we answered the query, because we said, wow, we really did make some resolutions.
And stuck
it really
to
did
them.
Work out. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so you made a resolution for her. What was your resolution for her?
That she had to be bolder in life and stop criticizing herself so much and go ahead and do all the things that she dreamed about.
Oh, my Lord, my husband would make that resolution for me as well.
And she's really going ahead with that.
Well, I wonder if it's because you made them for each other and it made yourselves more accountable.
I think so. I think that we can remind one another, and also he's the king of encouragement. And that helps a great deal.
Well, it's another thing is that you have to, it's hard to know what you need yourself. If you know someone really well and they know you, they can know what you need better than you do for yourself.
Okay. Although this is a minefield. I mean, you could have these resolutions coming out of an argument and say, all right, you need to stop snoring so loud and injuring my hearing, or you need to stop leaving your socks all over the floor.
Nothing
right?
about a relationship is easy, but this wasn't an argument. But there were tough moments.
I mean, it didn't feel like criticism, in other words.
No. It was like a blow over the head of truth.
Over the head is not all that enjoyable, Mike.
No, it was not entirely enjoyable, no. And I had to just face reality and realized that I had to revamp and my energies toward something that I'd really always wanted to do, which was to make an education company, which I have.
Well, all right. So, Elizabeth, how did you phrase this to him? You're restless around the house. That doesn't sound too bad, although it could come out of stop hanging around the house, you know, adjusting.
No, it was more like get out of my hair.
Yeah.
do something else. You're too young to be retired.
Yeah, it was a big reality thing.
So how did you keep each other? I mean, that one's easy. Start your own business. That's easy to check in.
Oh, very easy.
No doubt. On whether you've done it or not. That's what I'm saying. It's accountability is an easy thing to check, right?
Yes.
All right. But hers is not so easy. Be bolder. How do you check and make...
There's a criterion. Say yes to everything and then do it. It's like write an article for some psychological journal.
Yes,
Do it. I don't know about a movie. I'm just saying that, you know, Liz will say, oh, I don't know if I need another 20 years experience. No, you don't. You've been a psychoanalyst for 15 years. You're great. Do it.
Basically, he asks me the question, you know, go ahead. You have everything you need. Go ahead. Say yes.
Yeah. If somebody doesn't think the article is great, they reject it, you know, but write it. Just
Heck,
do it.
We're here this morning. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not in my comfort zone. It's really not.
Well, we're speaking with Mike Singer and Elizabeth Singer, husband and wife. Mike Singer, now a business owner. She's a psychoanalyst. They wrote each other's resolutions in 2010, and these are resolutions that they followed through on in 2011. So are we writing each other's resolutions again for next year?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
For this
yes.
year, I should say.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Are you going to share them with us?
Sure.
Another reality blow.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I said to Liz, I said this in the kitchen, write your book. And she almost fell over.
I started to write a book, and then my institute asked me to teach, and I put it away. But I do need to get back.
How long ago?
I started writing.
Keep your voice near the microphone.
I started writing the book last year. I got into a writing program, a structured writing program, which helped immensely because if you're given the time and you go to a certain place, then you do it.
No, it's because you're a really great writer, Liz. It's not because of the program.
Okay.
But, you know, books, you know, look at Solzhenitsyn. Sometimes a book can take years, right?
Well, I have two chapters. It's about losing my mom. So it's very close to home. And it feels great to write it because then I understand more about what my family went through.
So your resolution that Mike gave you this year is to finish your book before the end of the year?
Yeah, he wants me to write my book.
Yeah, I want her to finish her gosh darn book because I think she's a fantastic writer and I know she is, and it's time for her to finish it.
All right.
I mean, if she finishes it 90% or 80%, okay.
There are worse things, Elizabeth, than having a husband that's encouraging you to do great things.
No, he's like this all the time.
All right, so what's your resolution for him?
Go back to the dojo.
Okay, that was a blow of truth. I'm not very talented at martial arts, but as a matter of fact, I'm the least talented person of all.
That's
but
saying a lot.
It's an incredible thing to do, and it's a Japanese sword form, Aikido, and I really liked it. I hurt my knee, so I stopped. And you know, when you're 54 years old, you can get a little bit sluggish physically. You know.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
What do you think this does to your relationship? I mean, I'm wondering for all the people out there who are in any kind of significant relationship. I mean, I imagine this would also work with longtime roommates or longtime friends, right? Would it?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Anybody that you know really, really well.
It's spicy.
You're so positive about one another. So already, it seems. I mean, your encouragement for Elizabeth is just based on respect for her and absolute encouragement, it sounds like.
It's dynamic between us.
But let me ask you,
it's not dead.
How do you make it work? I mean,
how do we make it work?
Let's say that you
by
are
by surviving.
But I mean, let's give some
life
guidelines.
Is difficult.
If you were going to tell another couple or another pair of friends that I think you should do this, and I assume that's what your message is, other people should try this.
Sure, sure.
What? Give me some guidelines. What are the things they need to do or not do?
Okay, I think people need to frame it positively. As opposed to saying, okay, Michael has a sandwich at the corner deli.
Oh,
it's called the Michael. Okay. It's a pastrami with Russian dressing sandwich.
Yeah,
and
this
I
is really
asked him, I said, you know, your sandwich should be tofu and sprouts instead of.
Or it should be healthier.
Right.
Yes. That's what she meant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Symbolic.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So is that a real resolution?
That was last year.
That was a real resolution, which was not as successful as starting my company.
You're still eating the Michael sandwich.
I had one 3 weeks ago. I just revealed this to my
wife. I had no idea who was sneaking Michaels.
It's named for you, Michael.
All right,
how can you resist?
There's our first guideline. Make it positive, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's
doable.
The second? Okay, it has to be achievable.
Achievable, yes, achievable.
It has to have real markers.
Right. And Liz has achieved incredible things in the last year, and it's a whole setup for her writing her book this coming year.
Right. You know? All right, so we are going to be able to check in with you in a year's time and see whether or not you've written your book and you've gone back to the dojo, right?
That's incredibly embarrassing, yes. And you will be able to check in on us.
We are going
promise.
To check back in
yes,
with you,
yes.
Mike and Elizabeth Singer. Husband, wife, business owner, psychoanalyst. They make their resolutions for each other. It actually sounds like a pretty good idea. Thanks for joining us and Happy New Year.
Happy New
Thanks.
Year.
Thanks. Thanks.
Well, there's a lot of accountability there between Mike and Liz Singer, not just making resolutions for one another, but then coming on the radio to talk about it. Well, we want to hear from you about what your 2012 resolutions are for the new year. Perhaps you would like to make a resolution for somebody else. It might be for Congress, for your local politicians, for the president, for your neighbor, somebody in your family. Or how about for us here at The Takeaway? How about for Celeste or John or me or the whole show? We want to hear from you and hold us accountable, too. Give us a call with your resolutions. You know the number. It's 8778-MY-TAKE. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.